Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John chapter 6, verse 52 to 59. John 6, 52 to 59. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. My theme for reflection is trusting in what we cannot fully understand. Trusting in what we cannot fully understand. In John 6, 52 to 59, we find Jesus speaking about being the bread of life. And it is clear that these words challenge his listeners. The people are confused, even offended. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" they ask. And later, many of his disciples find this teaching too hard to accept and walk away. It is a moment that should make us pause. What was so difficult for them to grasp or understand? And why do we often struggle in the same way? The problem was not just that they did not understand, it was that they did not want to. They were uncomfortable with the depth of what Jesus was saying. Instead of wrestling with his words, they chose to walk away. But what if they had stayed? What if they had taken time to chew on his teaching, to ponder its meaning and trust him even when it was hard? Just like them, we sometimes shy away from what we don't understand. We come across challenging teachings in scripture, such as loving our enemies or forgiving 70 times 7, and instead of leaning in, we pull back. We decide it is too much, too difficult, too radical. But here is the thing. Jesus is not asking us to fully comprehend every mystery of faith. He is asking us to trust him and to participate in the life he offers. In this passage, Jesus uses the image of eating and drinking to symbolize an intimate relationship with him. It is about more than just understanding his words intellectually. It is about receiving him into our very being. The Greek word Jesus uses in verse 53 for eat is not the usual term, but one that means to chew or to gnaw. He is inviting us not only to reflect on his words, but to actively participate in the life he gives through faith, through communion, through relationship. As N.T. Wright says, Christian faith is not a matter of intellectual achievement. It is about learning to feed on the truth of Jesus, not just once, but regularly, deeply, with the very core of our being. This is not a call to figure everything out. It is an invitation to trust, to remain, and to keep coming back to Jesus, the bread of life. My dear friends, today we are faced with challenges that test our faith in different ways. We might struggle to understand why God allows suffering or why forgiveness is so hard. There are aspects of scripture that can feel too difficult to understand. But like those early disciples, the temptation is to walk away from what we don't understand, to retreat from the mystery of faith. Yet it is precisely in these moments of uncertainty that we are called to trust in God's promise and participate in his life. In communion, we are reminded of this mystery. We don't fully comprehend how bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ, but we trust in the gift he offers. We chew on the bread of life, not just intellectually, but spiritually, receiving the grace and forgiveness he freely gives. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas of your faith that you find difficult to understand or accept? How can you bring those questions to Jesus in trust rather than walking away? Number two, how does the practice of communion deepen your understanding of Jesus as the bread of life and strengthen your relationship with him? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, the true bread of life. We confess that there are times when we struggle to understand your ways, times when we are tempted to walk away from the mystery of faith. Help us, Lord, to trust in you even when it is difficult, to chew on your word and find life in your presence. As we come to your table time and again for communion, remind us of your love that surpasses all understanding. Strengthen our faith and help us remain in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.